now there's back. Yeah, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy DJ Locura back at it again with another exciting episode of Spark Up PBD. Hey,
episode 11
alongside El Presidente, Cristina, the Queen of the Dancehall, Regina, and the man's currently with the bands, Root Bands.
Let's get it. Spark Up PBD, we're in the house. Let's get it. Once again, ready to rock.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. It's a good day. You know what today is?
Estamos en vivo. It's Friday.
Do you guys know what today is? Bebe. It's J. Cole Day.
No. Hoy se bebe.
Hoy se bebe. Hoy se listen to J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. Today. Yeah, it came out today. A lot of people are excited. Some people, not so much. But I have to criticize them if they're true hip-hop fans.
I mean, I heard some of it, and it's not what I expected. But I haven't heard the whole thing, so.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I've been busy, so. Maybe this weekend. Turn my headphones up.
Turn up my snare. Hey, what's good, Angel? All the way from Costa Rica.
Word.
Oh, there we go.
That's all you were missing.
Okay. All right.
Costa Rica?
Yes, Costa Rica. What up, Lorenzo? We ready, guys?
I'm waiting for you, y'all. Yeah, it's Friday, and you guys are just turning it down already.
I'm waiting for them shots. Here we go. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Like, all right, so hoy se bebe, vamos a bebe. Was really good.
Si no me dan de bebe.
Hey.
Si no me dan de bebe.
Hey. Regina, come on.
Regina's dude.
Christmas is right around the corner. What's really good?
She's been having a long day. Look at her.
Yo, McDonald's pissed me off. Today. Uh-oh. Remember all that stuff I was saying about McDonald's? I take it all back. You know why?
First of all, what were you saying?
So I pulled up to Christina pulled up. So we pulled up to McDonald's, and let me tell you how they charged me 50 cents for cheese. And I was like, oh my God, why would they do that? 50 whole cents for some cheese? I could have went to my house.
We were right around the corner too.
And threw that tropical cheese on my joint.
I can't.
I'm stressed, guys. I can't believe it. I was just talking so good about McDonald's the other day. Like, why?
So you mad about cheese?
It's not the cheese.
It ain't
the
easy.
Price. 50 cents for a whole slice. For a dollar more, you could have got a pack at Dollar Tree.
It ain't easy.
Nah.
Being
facts.
Cheesy. Yeah,
do you know with that dollar, they buy like 1,000 pieces of cheese?
Nah, not a 1,000. Damn.
They process that. That's disgusting for you.
Nah,
for real.
I can't even play them like that. I love McDonald's. McDonald's to the death of me. Squat.
Nah, bump them. That's why Wendy's coming for y'all. Because Wendy's got a real dollar menu.
The 4 for $4.
Ew, I hate Wendy's.
But I'm going to still need an apple pie when I pull up.
My question to you is, why do we always got to start with food? Like, is there anything else we live for?
Did you guys even eat before here? That's probably it, man.
Some people live for the holidays, you know what I mean? And they're right.
Christmas is in 2 weeks. Can you guys believe that?
Damn.
2 weeks.
And I haven't done any shopping. Like, I'm going to be that the person the last minute, just like looking for everybody.
I hate. You're the kind of people I hate. At Target. What do you mean you guys don't have any more elf on the shelf? Because that elf should have been on the shelf 3 weeks ago.
You know, that's the moms with the short haircut.
Yes.
She's be trying to pull up to the register like, excuse me.
excuse me, miss? Are you taking a shot at somebody? That sounded kind of personal.
Listen.
No, everybody knows the lady with the short haircut's the manager haircut. I'd be like, you can take your ass to Walmart.
The family with the matching Crocs, now you know who you are.
Matching Crocs?
I've seen it.
Yo.
I've seen it.
Talking about the holidays, one thing I cannot stand.
And the table's rumbling again.
Oh, God. Let me move my mic over.
You know what I mean?
Don't drop the shots.
Listen, I'm sick of the holiday music. Like, it's okay if, you know, I hear it once a day, but every store
that's
I walk
messed
into.
Up. I live off Christmas music.
Like, oh my God. You can eliminate Christmas music from Christmas, and I'll be fine.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Without Christmas. What? No. Without Christmas music.
Okay, but here's the thing. They play.
He packs me the old score, though.
Okay, listen. This is what I hate about.
Do not hinder the Oscar.
I'm gonna tell you why I despise Christmas music as well. Because they completely play it the day after Halloween. So for the month of November,
that's not true.
That is true.
I started in December.
Oh, no, that's a lie.
Well,
you worked in Target, but
no,
I worked.
I'm talking about the world.
Espérate, estoy hablando, okay? I'm just telling you, based on my personal working experience at Shaw's Supermarket, yeah, shout out, still love y'all. They started playing Christmas music the day after Halloween. They completely skipped the month of November.
Well, you're working at the wrong place.
It's because Thanksgiving don't got music.
True.
Well, you got beans, creams,
unless you
want to
play a little DMX in there.
Beans, tomatoes, potatoes.
Well, that could be the new one for next year. There we go.
No, but Christmas music is the best. And it starts December 1st, always on Light Rock 105. And
Light Rock 105.
No, you can't go wrong with Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle
Bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. 10 times a day?
Not
really?
A word, though.
Everywhere you step
I'll listen
footed?
To it 100 times a day. It
Let
gets
me
you
get
ready
a remix
for Christmas.
Or something.
What kind of Grinch are you?
Let me get the Avicii like remix a song.
I know,
like,
for real. Like, you know, can we revamp Christmas
joint?
Music? And no, please not the Gucci Mane.
Angel
the
said Gucci Christmas Mane. Music after Thanksgiving is Christmas law.
Listen, that Gucci Mane Christmas song has to go. Put it in the trash can, please. Sorry. And I like Gucci. But
what is the song?
It's about Christmas. I don't know.
It's not really about Christmas. It's Gucci Mane. What can you expect?
It's whack.
He's like, getting murdered.
I like Gucci Mane, but damn, that
Gucci.
Song is
yeah.
basura.
He's getting married, so he do whatever he want to do.
I mean, and that NSYNC Christmas song, that's a classic. Mm. Merry Christmas. Hey. Wow. Merry Christmas. Am I really alone on this?
Yeah, you are.
And a happy new year.
No, it's happy holiday.
Oh, was that?
What a wonderful feeling. Come on, that's messed up.
We're just looking at you.
Who sings
no.
that?
No.
In sync.
Let them sing it then.
Oh, wow. She won the.
I'm sorry, well. I had to take advantage because all them words you didn't know, it was really getting stressful for me.
The thing is, I didn't want to say the words wrong, so I just rather thin and
thin. How do you listen to it 100 times a day and you don't know the words yet? Like, I don't understand that.
Shots?
I don't understand that. How do you
cover the
next? Said you must have had a bad childhood if you don't like Christmas
music. Listen, I did not have a bad childhood. I actually had a great one. Shout out to all my cousins.
Shout out to Team Wadsworth.
Wadsworth.
West End to the day I die. Bleh, bleh.
Okay.
Whoa, slow down.
I'm gonna tell you,
slow down.
The best slow thing down. About this holiday season, though, no matter what, every year I have to watch the 25 Days of Christmas on ABC Fam.
So you're telling me you're gonna pick the 25 Days of Christmas over Christmas music?
Yes.
That's the worst Christmas.
What? No way. There's so Whoa. Many.
You gotta
great
watch
movies.
The Grinch. You gotta watch Elf. You gotta watch Home Alone. One, Whoa. Two.
Gotta
and
watch
three.
Home Alone.
Santa Claus.
The third one we could live without, but. Gotta watch the
Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's a classic movie.
Come on.
Whatever
on.
Happened
Christmas
to the Tyler? Whatever his name is, Tyler. I forgot.
Tyler.
The,
I know Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
What the hell happened to that kid?
Childhood stars, you know, they some diminished. Of them turn out crazy, some of them turn out stars, some of them want to.
What?
You know what we're talking about.
You don't know what we're talking about?
But before we get into that, we're going to make this conversation more fun. Let's take some shots and just loosen up because it's about to go down.
Shot. Horrible beatboxing, by the
okay.
way. Thank you.
To spark up PVD, but I head to the Facebook Live.
Yo, shout outs to all of you watching.
Shout
right
out
now.
To everybody. Much love. Salud.
Ready? Pa dentro.
Whew.
That was smooth.
That felt good.
Woo. Actually, it was smooth.
Suéltalo.
It was pretty smooth. It's better than Henny, right?
That's all right.
And we have gifts for the cast.
A word?
From the heavens.
Okay.
From the heavens. The Dollar Tree.
Okay.
Listen. Dollar Tree is lit.
I know Santa didn't
Bruno
buy that for
bands.
Me. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, we taking shots at each other, huh?
And for Regina. Literally, we taking
what
shots.
What did you call them?
Ruino yes,
Bands. Ruino
Bands. That's exactly what I wanted. Because you know it's what I wanted.
Oh, my
thank you,
God.
Girl.
Well, thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
This is so cute.
You guys are so welcome. You see, this is just, this is how it starts, people. Humble beginnings. You start with mugs and later you know, you hand over the keys to the Porsche.
Yo,
I'm going to need the
hold
keys.
On. Hold on. Wait a
minute. I said later.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
How much later are we talking?
Yo, I mean. You about to bring some tears to my face. This is the first presents I got this year.
Aww. So the weather outside is frightening.
No. Don't amp yourself, but thank you.
Cups are kind of dirty, but really I'm drinking anyway.
It. Okay, we're getting started. So while these guys get ready, because they're chasing right now, Angel. Right, those shots were burning
for
them.
Whoa! It's daddy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to drink from that. It's dirty.
They still don't care.
You think that's gonna stop her?
I know.
Alcohol burns germs. Give me that cup.
I'm telling you, the shots burn so much they're chasing right now.
Oh, so yeah.
So anyway,
Christmas music gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, watching.
Oh, she's on already. I missed that.
Hey, baby. We gonna
what
find
up,
that
baby?
Girl with that dress and that slit. Let me tell you right now, because we was looking for
what
this
dress
girl.
And what slit.
So we went to the Kwanzaa boy and whatever.
Hold on, I gotta give her a shout out too, man. Damn. Hi. Shout out to the babe.
Oh my God, you gonna see her later.
Right. Can I talk to my friend?
Y después se quejan de que, oh, I never get shown any love.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm talking about you guys. I'm talking about you guys. She knows. I just got to give a shout out. What up, baby?
So, yeah.
So, while these two pour some more soda.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Yo, we're having too much fun right now. Like,
I know. That shot was killing them.
It was because we're talking about Christmas.
To the listeners out there, who wants a sweater? I'm still looking for somebody.
I'm right here. I wear a small. Like, what is good?
Like, who wants a sweater? No, no, not you. One of the listeners. One of you guys.
I'm a listener too.
Well, we're announcing the winner tonight.
Hit me up.
You don't have to announce it. I'm right here. Mm-mm. Just hit my phone.
No, you're disqualified.
Sorry, my phone.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
When you buy another one, can you just get me one in
a small?
So can we talk about Orlando Brown? And how he's going crazy.
Listen.
And how he ain't the only Disney star that's going crazy.
Man, let me
he's always in a barber's chair, I feel like. Every time he's
what?
Making videos, right?
No, he's not.
What are you talking
about? I hope not. Because I line up
hold on, let me look that
basura.
Up.
Basura.
Right?
No, it's basura.
He needs to get rid of that barber.
Tastes like tea.
I don't know. Something is seriously wrong with that guy.
Dead ass didn't even pour me mine.
Oh, my bad. Because everybody was complaining about dirty.
And she had the nerve to swivel the drink around in the cup before
she's over here teasing us. No, I had a
very rough week. Finals are in session. After this, I really have to study to the nitty gritty.
After this, you need to pick up an application for any strip club that's hiring.
Wow.
To see if you could get in with.
I don't have the equipment.
See, look.
So I gotta hustle first, then buy the equipment, then get to that.
So you're saying we need a sponsor. So I was saying this
earlier.
Oh
my God.
We need a sponsor, okay?
Did you see that transition?
I will drink to that.
If you trying to, you know, fund the makeup, weave, and body transformation, drop $10 or $20. It starts with $10 or $20.
You know what? We're gonna start a GoFundMe for Regina.
Oh no.
Because
Listen, all you need to do is there's a website online.
I said, send me the
go on Craigslist.
Listen, there's a website online that people sponsor you to get a body. Like,
don't promote her to be a chapeadora, man. What are you doing?
Choppy.
Like, no, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Look at me. Don't do that.
I'm trying to be top five.
Hey. Whoa.
Okay.
But on to Christmas and Orlando Brown. I don't think Santa's going to get him anything.
Yo, Santa's not going to get him. Well,
yo, do you guys think him and Raven actually did something?
Yo, he said...
Orlando?
What do the viewers think about Orlando Brown?
He's always in a barber's chair, I'm telling you.
Yo, I'm going to be honest. He might be telling the truth just because...
What did he say?
Hey, Raven looked like...
Ill he was freak. Talking about how he
ate the box.
Yes. And he's going off, and then somebody interviewed him a couple of days later talking about what did you mean by the bop.
And he didn't even let them finish the question.
He said I had her legs right here. Yeah,
he was getting all athletic.
Why he put her on First Street like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
For something that serious, I would assume Raven would have came out.
Hey, but I'm saying though, like a real gentleman doesn't spill the beans about who he's having sex with.
That's because he ain't getting no play.
Why did he feel the need to say that? Like he just made a video about it?
Yes.
No, they interviewed him the first time
on DJ Black
on a song that he, I guess a verse on the song he mentioned, you know, he gave her.
Yes, but then he started making videos that were going viral of him like saying because crazy things. Did you see the one where he has like claws and he's like, "Let me tickle you," you know?
Yeah, was he in a barber chair? He's always in a barber chair.
Where are you getting this?
Orlando Brown is out of his mind.
Viewers, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yo, he is baiting. He's clickbaiting. Believe me, he's baiting. He can't
but
be that
also
crazy.
Was somebody that he went around saying was a really close friend of his, like a mentor
exactly.
to him, that they've known each other for mad long, like
right.
that.
Or maybe he fell in love with the
it was that good. It was just that good, you know.
But even still, like, why would you? That's so graphic.
That is very graphic.
I mean,
and like that song, out of all songs, that song's mad old. The bop.
That's Hanson.
Yes. That was creative, though.
1995, I believe.
It was pretty creative, but he's, first of all, he's ugly.
Is there a video? Damn.
Second of all.
Is there a video? I need to see.
There is a video. We will show you after, girl. He is going off on her.
It is great.
He's wrong for that.
He needs to stop forever. Listen.
Yeah, he's not going to make it nowhere.
It's not cuffing affinity for him.
Like,
it's not.
No.
He's
not
getting
even
cuffed.
Cuffing next block. It's not happening.
Hey, Giselle. Love you, too.
Yo, you know, like I feel like dudes like that always are the, like, you know what I mean, the lucky
I
ones
feel
to
like,
get
no,
all
no,
the girls.
No. I feel like guys who brag about like what they do in the sheets and like what they did to a girl be the ones fronting. Like if you really get in play, you don't gotta tell the world. You don't gotta do all that. Stop
I don't know
it.
that revenge.
Unless you're Jennifer Lopez,
crazy.
I'm not bragging about nothing.
We taking shots at somebody?
Right?
What the hell? Why is everything gotta
if
be a shot?
If it ain't Jennifer Lopez,
I don't know.
What
sometimes
if it's
I'm
Velma
just saying
from down
that
the block
Jennifer
and
Lopez
she
is
hella
the
fine.
Prettiest woman in the whole
what
wide world ever to be
is
alive.
Real fine. See,
yo, like
wow.
You know
number
I mean?
55. If number 55, come out, just come out.
Yo,
from 55, the
come out from them wings, girl.
My man's is about to cry over a mug. He needs you.
Yeah, listen.
Why are you not trying to hold him down? You know what? 56, you need to step up because 55 56, where you at, girl? Because 55 is playing, okay? Mm-hmm. 57, get ready just in case 56 is acting.
That my whole thing is why you had to go so low in the list. What happened to the 54, like the 54 girls?
Listen,
like,
I'm
how
not,
you just go
I'm not
the
looking
list
at
quick?
55. I'm looking at number one.
Oh.
But where's she at?
Shout her out. Give her
Right now.
Listen,
she's top five. Top five. Listen. Top five.
But wait a minute. Regina, what's your top five at?
Why you always?
Nah, because you know what? Y'all ganging
Yo,
up on
my.
Hold on.
The guys abandoned
that's
together.
Bro code. That's bro code right there.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to look out for my man over here, and y'all keep attacking.
Have my back.
But what is your top five?
I gotta let him finish.
Top five.
Yo, my top five gotta stay under wraps because
who's your top five? Shout him out right now.
Ready?
You're
one,
not
two, three.
Having my back is
what letter
I'm not...
does it start with?
Wow.
Christina, where's your top five?
Hey,
I don't need a top five.
What's your top
five? Top five when you got the only one.
So girl, you was it number one?
He's not here right now.
Suéltalo.
First of all, I don't appreciate how y'all be trying to put a good woman on blast like
woman.
That. Okay,
a good woman. Let us know why you're such a good woman for number
so let
one.
Me, let me ask
right
you.
Now.
I thought I was a good
let
woman.
Let me ask
I looked
females.
At my check today.
Ken.
So actually, let me take that back. I'm a broke woman.
That's cool though. You're working at it.
I'm working.
What a
progress.
Time to be broke.
Like, it's not
Christmas
adding up.
Puts
my checks
all kinds of pressure
up.
On people. Like
yo,
damn.
Like I'm over it. I'm over Christmas. For
we
real.
Don't even really know if Jesus was born on that day, and he got us out. Well, not he. America got us out here shopping, wasting all pennies just to share with the people we love. Like, America's if you love amped me, that you Christmas don't need a gift card.
Is on a Sunday this year because they don't got to give nobody the day off.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, wait
it's
a minute.
It's on a Sunday?
I love it. It's the weekend.
Oh. They ain't trying to give nobody
so I get
a day,
that day
off.
I get the day after Christmas off.
Angel said number 1 through 54 loved Christmas music. So they got cut. That's crazy. Nah,
they taking jabs.
Chill,
that is
chill.
Just crazy.
No, nah, you got to get rid of the Christmas.
Dead.
Yeah, for real. Put it in a coffin.
Especially at Bath & Body Works, because they're going mad hard with the Christmas music right
Yo,
now.
Yo, blasting it. It's not even like, you got walk
the,
outside
got
the store.
Doors
like,
open with 30 degrees weather, blasting Christmas music.
Like, no, chill. They know relax.
What else happened this week, though? Have you guys seen LeBron James trying to do the water challenge on the sideline?
LeBron James.
Trying to do what challenge?
The
water bottle challenge?
What is it? What
I don't
did
even
I say?
Know. The flip cup? No, not flip cup.
The one where you throw it and then it just lands
bottle
like
in the
that?
Air and it just lands.
Failed.
You never seen it?
Failed.
I've seen it, but it seems difficult.
It's not.
It doesn't seem like one of those challenges that like people are succeeding at.
It's only.
No, it's not that difficult. It's a trick. It's the amount of water that you have in the bottle.
Exactly. And when you throw it up,
like maybe like halfway.
Isn't it mad embarrassing
not
if you
even.
Like throw
it's
it
like
and walk
three-thirds,
away and then it doesn't
three-thirds.
Land the way it's supposed to?
Nah, and he dove for it to try again. So it was really embarrassing.
For those that know their math, you need.
Here we go.
My one third
of the bottle, not half.
Engineer, is that a hint?
Why everything gotta be the engineers, they know the math and the equation and
I'm just saying there's a lot of engineers at URI, so is that a hint?
Look, anyway, go
top
ahead.
Top five?
go ahead.
LeBron James actually.
She's over here sweating.
The Cavs.
What? You sweating, girl.
Yo, she feels the pressure right now.
Why are you guys doing this?
the tables have turned, right?
For real.
Why are you guys doing this?
I mean, we focus so much on my 1 through 54.
Nah, but come on. 55 needs her shine. Like, for real.
Don't turn it back to 55. We're talking about you at the moment.
It's all you about
are
you the star.
You have to keep
number one.
You're
you know
top
who you are.
Wow.
Hit her up real quick.
No. You have
Yo,
to keep
at her.
Your top
no,
five
number one,
under
if
wraps.
You're watching, hit her up right now.
You have to keep your top five under wraps. Okay?
Okay.
You have to keep them. They can't be no one about each other. It's bad
for
business.
So there's more than one.
No, I'm
business.
Just saying for
you
those who have
backup.
Multiple.
If you're single, you always need a spare tire.
So.
But LeBron James, what else did they do this week?
They went to New York and
They refused to stay at the Trump Hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what? Beautiful. What do you mean, why?
Oh, Trump Hotel. Yeah, I'm with it.
Because these old people.
They wasn't with it. They were true to everything they said.
And J. Cole got a baby. When? When?
Wait,
how,
on the way,
J. Cole?
Though, right?
No. He made a song about it.
He has
a
whole child just walking around in this world.
Nah, she was just born not too long ago.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
that's
yes.
That's a
but
blessing.
It's just so amazing how secretive he is with like
I don't think you should
to be
I don't
like that.
I don't think
no,
you
yes.
should be out in the public with
I
everything.
Feel him, but I'm just saying, how does he keep it under wraps?
That's so true.
By keeping
like,
his mouth shut.
That's crazy. That's just crazy. And his it helps too that his girl's not famous. So
yeah, that's
that helps.
True. But it doesn't always help.
But when you are in a relationship with somebody who is famous.
Okay.
Like Tiny and T.I. Bad.
Don't get me started.
Business.
Don't get me started.
Bad for business.
They've been together forever.
I mean, they are supposedly swingers. So
yeah, are they? Are they
gonna swing that way?
So let me ask: Are they getting a divorce of some sort? Or
No. What happened is, you know how last year they had the altercation.
No, this is how it started. I got the timeline right here for everybody. I'm about to say this.
She
as
said,
quick
"F
as
what
possible.
You heard."
Back in May 2000, this is a 2-year drama. Back in 2014, there's a video of Mayweather at a club promoting his fight, and someone asked him about T.I. or something like that, and he said, "What about the bitch? I was fucking his bitch," right? Quote unquote.
Oh, disrespectful.
So, and Tiny was in Vegas a couple hours before Mayweather's fight, and she posted up a picture of her and Mayweather's daughter, and the caption said, "My new boo." So then later, T.I. saw Mayweather and got into a fight, of course, because, you know, he called him a bitch, and then he said he had sex with his wife.
Exactly.
So Mayweather tells TMZ that the audio isn't clear, and that's not exactly what he said. But, I mean, how can you really mess that up? And then later, 2 years down the road, in October after Halloween, during Halloween at Mariah Carey's Halloween party, there was a picture of Mayweather, some random guy, and Tiny and Mariah together in one picture. And people were going off on her saying, oh, how can you take a picture with him after he fought your husband? And he said he allegedly had sex with you. Like, why are you taking pictures with him? That's disrespectful.
Together.
No, wait. Damn, why you ruined the timeline?
Because it pisses me off.
No, that's not how the thing went. No, and then hold on. And then after that, Tiny puts out a tweet talking about it's not disrespectful. She apologizes. She didn't mean to be disrespectful. Then T.I. throws shade at Mayweather. And he puts up a video of Kevin Hart making fun of him. And it's hilarious. You guys gotta watch that. Then Mayweather is like, okay, you wanna throw shade? Boom. Drops the bomb. Puts the dick on the table. Put up a video of him and Tiny dancing together. Now, to be fair, she wasn't grinding on him. They were dancing to Fade. Kanye West. Shout out to Kanye West, who got a bomb patch. Front,
mad close.
They can't even dance, though. Like, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, you know what? You embarrass me. You can't dance.
He doesn't even have rhythm.
None of them. They look drunk and dumb.
So he put the video up for what reason then?
Yo, listen.
If it wasn't even like...
Are you done with the timeline?
I'm done.
All right, listen.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right, listen.
Don't take the mic off the stand.
First of all, she shouldn't be in the club with Mayweather. First of all. What? She knows
she wasn't at the club with Mayweather. She was Mariah Carey's party, and he happened to be there.
Okay, but still, soon as you know, she knew something could have happened. She shouldn't be.
No, she could have been. You know, she could have been there. She just didn't have to interact to him.
But she took a picture. She danced with the man. That's disrespectful.
I think it is disrespectful, just for the simple fact.
Pack your bags out the house. Damn. Disrespectful, right. For real.
First of all, they're married. You don't just do that.
And they've been married for a long time.
But still,
since
he was
famous.
Super disrespectful.
It's
not super disrespectful, but it is very
suspect.
You know I have a problem with this person, and you're dancing with the person. Like, you should know your boundaries. You know, if it was the opposite way around, we would be saying, oh, Tia's a dickhead, this, that, the other. No.
I'm not agreeing with what she did. I'm just saying it wasn't super disrespectful, but it was really dumb.
She's not considerate of T.I.'s feelings, like Ruben said.
Exactly.
If you know your significant other has a problem with somebody else, and yet you continue to see this person, how are you supposed to feel?
Now you're misconstruing it. She's not seeing him. She happened to be there. Her mistake was dancing with him, interacting with him.
She
should have
never done that.
But it's not like they came together.
But here's the thing.
Right. He's saying why they keep seeing.
But exactly.
She could have said no.
You just gave us the timeline of what's been going on for the past 2 years, which is now a little problem got escalated to the point where now they're not even going to be together, possibly.
No, it's not. They're not gonna divorce.
Why do you know?
Because they haven't. There's been no speculations of a divorce. In fact, put out a tweet. No. On a Facebook post, it said, "When a woman's fed up for years, I've been the one getting hurt. But now that a little video done surfaced with me having a friendly dance, he's mad. Why? Yes, he's my husband, but damn, can I have a male friend?" But then, then she wrote that was a fake Facebook page. And they had it taken down, and it was supposedly a fake page, or she got hacked or something like that. So it turns out that it wasn't really her writing that. But it still doesn't explain the video. So what, Ayo Tiny was really good.
Yeah, she's all over the place, man. That whole relationship is all over the place.
It's just a harmless dance. I mean, okay, no. The dance is harmful because they are married and because you know he had a problem with this man. Yes. But, I mean, I think it's so escalated, and it doesn't even.
It made something out of
nothing. Like, I'm sure they can fix this, but I feel like social media and everybody's input is making it so much more. Like, oh my god, I can't believe you did that. Like, I'm sure if they talked it out and she was like, "I didn't mean to hurt you, I didn't mean to do that," he would be like, "Okay, I understand." But social media is making it like, "How dare she? She's a hoe!" Like,
no, because I think this is where it went wrong. If a man. I'm going to say this like from my personal like view, opinion. If a man comes at any like comes at me or comes out on video in public saying I've not only saying like I slept with her, like yeah I messed with her, or like hinting them, like he straight up said I fucked his bitch, excuse my French, but like he straight out flat out supposedly allegedly said that. That's what it says in the audio. And then you gonna dance with him after he potentially ruined your marriage? That's
disrespectful.
I would have hated him right from that moment. Like, nah, I can't. Even if we were friends before, I can't associate with you anymore because you can sabotage my marriage.
Exactly. That's what she should have done.
Well, in the words of Drake, I ain't calling the women bitches, but the bitches love it.
Wow. That's, I mean, and also wow. He put that video up. I mean, did she know that she was being like videotaped?
She wasn't. You could tell the person who's recording it was doing it sneakily. Because they're behind other people.
Because I'm sure she wouldn't even have like, it's not like she put it up to get back at T.I. Like he put it up and then she probably was embarrassed by it. Like, damn. We supposed
she
to
should have never danced with him.
Over here looking all crazy.
Then again, it was 2 years later and we don't know like what was said between them.
Don't matter.
T.I. maybe him and T.I. had a share of words.
No, they haven't been cool since.
55, you hearing this?
No, they. T.I. wanted to go to war with this man.
Everybody wants to go to war with this man. Like, what's going on?
Because he's trifling. He's like 50 Cent. He got something to say about everybody.
Yeah, but he's like then he was talking about his money and stuff like that. Like. Come on. Yo, your character doesn't build because you have money. It don't matter. You can still be a fuckboy and have $100 million. And that's real.
You better tell.
That's real. It doesn't matter if your hands are gold. They could still be broken. Wow. There's somebody out there that's not afraid to put their paws on you or even go even further than that. All right? Rumbling. So for you guys that think money is everything, it's not because it doesn't pay for... Your dignity is not worth money.
It's not right. There's no price.
But then you know what I mean? There's no price to money. They have problems. Regular problems.
No, it don't matter.
Like everybody else.
More money, more problems. But better believe it, he said.
Jason. There's more money, more problems because they make the problems. You think Bill Gates got problems? No, it's because minorities always create their own problems.
Not all of them.
Most.
Majority. You can say that.
The majority of the minority.
When minority get a little bit of money, we get bougie. We go out to the club,
and
flash our money.
Parfait.
We wear chains, which is, listen. But we wear chains, and chains come from slavery. Like, really, that's what we are promoting. When hold on.
We live in.
When rappers wear chains, they're big chains. We were like our ancestors were brought to the side of the planet in shackles. Wearing them. Come on,
out of this world, Earth.
Same thing.
Nah, because they didn't come from the moon.
You know what I mean?
Or Jupiter.
When you get a little bit of money, please don't change. I mean, you're gonna change your status is gonna change, but if you personally change,
but you're also saying that. Insinuating that people that come from struggle are always humble because they come from struggle. People that come from struggle can still be.
Look at Young Thug. Look at your boy Young Thug.
Some people, it's not because they get money.
Listen,
they act
I would.
If I see him, I'll step on his sneakers
on
purpose.
I would love for him to call me a peasant. I would slap the living shit out of him for real.
Who you call a peasant?
He was calling these two girls
right
at the
there
airport
on the spot.
Peasants and ants. He was like, look at them. They look like Africans. First of all, that's an insult. Because what are you trying to say? To look African it's such a negative thing. Going hard on them. And then he tweeted that message wasn't for my black women. It was for the two burnt black girls at the airport.
What did they do to him?
Absolutely nothing.
Because he missed his flight.
So he was going hard on them.
Listen,
and he recorded it. Then he brought out money. He's like, I'll give you $15,000 right now to quit your job. Like, what?
What are you trying to prove?
You can stick that money up your ass for real.
How old is Young Thug?
Too young and too dumb.
He's probably...
Wasn't he just wearing a dress on one of his album covers?
Like...
That's his everyday style.
At least be humble.
And he was here at the Dunkin' Donuts Center and everybody's trying to say what up to him. And he was ignoring everybody. Like, who do you think you are? We shit the same. His shit probably stinks worse because he probably eats better.
Listen, I'm not here to like bash him or anything, but I am. He deserves what he gets for being a bougie ass motherfucker.
But also, for like, real. Some of these celebrities forget that you wouldn't even be celebrities if it wasn't for your fans. Like, exactly. Let's say you went to concerts, you went to shows, and you didn't have any fans humble. There. You don't make any money without fans. Exactly. Nobody you wouldn't knows even you be without
able
fans.
To, you wouldn't be able to
be at the concert.
Yeah, you wouldn't be relevant.
If all your exactly. fans just turned their back on you and just like, we're not listening
That's
to this
it.
Guy
you
no
broke
more.
Your back on the
done.
Street.
Your money's dried out. Your reputation's done. Like, let's not forget who put you where you are. It's the same fans. They give you a little recognition. Now you want to be having a big old head. Like,
that goes to all the new generation rappers. That's what it is.
The short bus rappers.
Oh,
the
Lord.
One who can't stand up to like, the 6'4 rappers.
Money like, changes
people.
Making
their elbows rappers.
Listen, your That's mom taught you better. I hope your mom taught you better.
Oh, sometimes so, their moms didn't. Their moms be just like
But it, you can't even blame it on the parents because sometimes your parents can do a hell of a job or they think they did or they did the best that they could and your kid still comes out a dick.
Oh yeah,
this
that
is
happens.
True.
That's
all. Or that's, they learn from their friends.
Yeah, exactly.
They learn from
it's
the
all,
streets.
It's all this learning. It's a learning
ego.
Experience.
Ego. It's all about ego.
Listen, I hope everybody listening, y'all, don't let the egos get to your head. For real.
For real,
don't look at your check and then be trying to be out there spending money. Unless your check is low.
Don't get a refill of charcoal at the club because they charge you an extra $2. Go home and smoke your hookah. I just want to say that.
Unless wow. you Wise balling tip. That week and you just feeling like you want to get a charcoal for everybody.
No, but don't ball
you
too
get
hard.
A charcoal. You get a charcoal.
You get a charcoal.
Hey, you watching. You get a charcoal.
Because you know what? If Yo. I come up, we all coming up. Everybody get
that's
a charcoal.
Word. That's word.
After $20 worth, then it's a cutoff after that.
So back to this T.I. and Tiny. Do you guys think he smashed?
Yo, it don't matter if he
that
smashed.
One's up
the
in the air.
The rumor's up
Answer
in
the
air.
Answer the question. Do you think he did? Yes or no?
Do
the
I
rumor's
think
up in
did?
The air. You can't stop a rumor anymore.
No. But so I want to know. From speculations, what do you guys think?
I think
something
it almost
needs to
went
get
down.
Handled.
I think maybe it almost went down, but it didn't go all the way down. But he's using that as ammo.
I think the same thing. I
Yo,
think like maybe
why
she was
why should a man
him,
that makes so much
like,
money
maybe nah.
Why should a man that makes so much money even be fighting for somebody else's woman when you could buy any
Yo,
female out there with the same thing?
Ego will make you do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yes, it will.
Listen,
pride will make you will have you out here looking crazy for no reason. For no reason.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you better.
Especially not when
Let's stop being petty. For 2016, let's all get the pettiness out of our system. And let's stop being petty.
Hey,
Mayweather. If things
that.
Didn't go down and you wish it went down, well, too bad. She's a married woman. She regrets it now.
He's short.
Now
too.
She's I mean, and she
she's
don't
She's not
got
even
a lot
all that.
Exactly.
She's not even all that. She looks like
T.I. divorces her.
Whoa.
You're not gonna get her. You're not gonna scoop her up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's not even all that. Yeah. Why are we fighting over this?
Don't discredit the female because these guys want to be
Maybe she got
out
some fire fucking.
It.
Wow.
You know what? But you know what I mean? Maybe she got some real fire, but still. But
nah, you can't even say that because they was together before he was famous and when she was actually famous because she was part
say,
of SWV.
That's
so you
cool.
can't even say that.
That's cool.
Not
they held
right.
each other down.
I don't
still,
think it has nothing to do with
still,
the sex.
Does,
it's beyond sex. They have kids together.
They have a lot of things together.
They got like 10 kids together because she's oh, helped right. raise his other baby mama's kids and you know they all live together.
And
so.
It's not about her being all that because Tia is not all that either.
Exactly.
But at the same time,
he's like 5'2".
And they're married.
They're both short.
Listen,
damn,
they
short.
Belong together.
I'm not that short,
they're
but
gonna
I'm
stay
short.
Together because T.I. obviously he don't care. He wasn't bothered by it.
He loves his woman.
Mayweather short too.
That yo, that would tear a strong man down. Another man
Some
messing with
Some of the short guys
woman.
Got it going on. I'm just saying.
Well, excuse me. That's number one, she's talking about you. She's
damn.
Talking about you. Number one. Yo, so like.
4'11".
Take that shot.
Another?
Regina didn't take her shot.
No, I took mine. I poured another one.
Oh, okay.
And she's ready to go any minute.
But my original cup cracked. So
do you guys think?
Cup.
What do you guys think about like being in a relationship and your girlfriend or your boyfriend having a friend of the opposite sex?
That's a good question. There's a boundary there. You yeah. have a someone. You know, now it's different if. You were single, the other person is single.
Yeah,
that's different. That's completely
shot for
different.
This one.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. Because, no, because how? Coming from a woman, coming from a woman that comes from a family where we familiarize everybody. If I know you for longer than 2 years, 3 years, you're automatically, like, I associate you with family and friends. Now, the minute you cross that line, that disrespect, you gotta go. If I'm not feeling you, word, then you gotta go. If I got a man, you gotta go. Like, you can't be associating yourself with girls or guys who like you because you know it's gonna sabotage your relationship. Now, if you have a boyfriend and you've been friends with this person before you met this guy and you guys don't have like a love history or like you never like expressed crushes or like expressed, okay, you know, like that you like each other, then your boyfriend coming in has to trust you enough and respect you enough to know that you ain't that kind of girl. Now, if he thinks you're the kind of girl that's going around smashing all the homies, then you shouldn't even be with her. It's not worth it. It's not worth the fight.
What if you and the person are friends?
The world can't hear you. Number one.
What if you and the person are friends and out of nowhere, this friend just comes out like, yo, I've been feeling you all this time.
He gotta go. Well, it depends. Are you in a relationship or are you single?
You're in a relationship.
He gotta go.
But if you don't like this friend for years.
If you don't like him and you love your man, he got to go. For example, I've been friends. Shout out to Larry, who never watches and never hears the podcast. But shout out to Larry.
That was a petty shot.
It's very petty. Letting the petty go, though.
It's still 2016. I said, let's shout let it go.
That's my boy, Larry.
So me and Larry's been friends since like 2004, right? Me and Larry have never liked each other. He's never disrespected me. Boyfriend, no boyfriend. He's never said, hey, yo, I like you. He's never touched me the wrong way. He's never hinted anything sexually. We've always kept that respect between each other. Now, I meet number one. And number one gets a little jealous. But me, as a woman, and being the person that I am, you have to put your foot down. Like, he's my friend, and that's it. Like, that doesn't mean I gotta go and have dinner with him occasionally. That don't mean he gotta come over the crib. We don't gotta be texting, late night texting every day. He's my friend. All that is unnecessary when you got a man. Now, if he all of a sudden starts texting me late night, like, what you doing? At 11 o'clock? Like, come on. You know I got a man. Cut it out. That's when you gotta be the person to put him in his place. That's the thing that guys don't know how to do. This is why I say girls can have guy friends, but guys can't have girlfriends.
That's bullshit. No, that's a double standard right there.
Because guys, there's
girls out there too that do the same thing.
Well,
that's a stereotype that all guys are the same. Saying that,
oh, he's getting red.
Yeah, because I'm just saying because that's a stereotype that. For years and years that all guys are the same, that they treat women like crap and they don't know the boundaries and what you mentioned like that. There's girls out there that are twice as worse.
That's true. Okay.
Twice as worse.
So depending on the kind of person you are, if you know that you're the kind of person that if you think a girl's being nice to you, if you think a guy's being nice, oh, I think he likes me, then guess what? You're a hoe.
Wait, what?
Yes, because just because someone's being nice to you doesn't mean that they like you.
Wait.
Wrong.
Go ahead.
What happened?
I'm just so confused. Like, if you're...
So, by the way you asked that question, it sounds like you are ready to leave that relationship and be with that guy that's been telling you he likes you all this time.
Wait, are
am
you
I right?
to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I just asked a question and my neck is
she's
getting
saying
came at.
Hypothetically.
I had to ask the hypothetical to stir the pot. Okay, I'm not gonna leave my man for this guy.
Your man,
my friend. Wait a minute.
Or is this a hypothetical man?
I'm just saying, like, if this person comes out and says that, you know, your friend who's always been your friend, like, oh, I like you. Like, if you guys were supposed to be together, you guys would have already been together. So, right. Obviously,
he
you're not going to leave your
in the
man
bushes,
to go
number
be with
55.
Your friend. Well, yo, but sometimes you got to be in them bushes.
But why you got to wait till homegirls in a relationship to tell her, like.
Dang, that's true.
If you're my real friend, you're not going to do that. Even if you do like
No, if they're
like
your
me.
Real friend, they're not going to say anything. Because
right,
they don't
right.
want to lose
that's,
you
That's
friend.
What I mean.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Because now it gets weird. Now you lose your friend and your potential girlfriend.
It's like that show. What was that show called on MTV?
Gavin?
Friend zone?
Nah, it was friend zone.
Friend zone, where it was like these people who've been your friends for years finally come out and tell you they like you, because it's kind of like they're like, dang, well, what if she likes me too or he likes me too?
You know what,
and you have to take the risk.
You know what the thing is?
And lose the friends.
I wouldn't even go that far.
If you tell me you like me,
it shouldn't even go that far. You shouldn't even be feeding this friend enough
time.
Yeah, enough emotion.
Yeah,
telling them that.
There should be. Now, if he likes.
Wait, you're saying if she does give him enough like attention, she's a hoe.
Not that she's a hoe, because it could be. It could be unintentional.
It could be hoe with
you. She might not realize.
She might not realize that she's giving him an exactly.
Because women tend to be a little too friendly sometimes, and for a guy, you know what I mean, like the little pat on the shoulder.
She might be calling him over to Netflix and chill just as a friend, but he's looking at it like,
not chill. There should be no Netflix and chill with his friend.
Slow down.
What if you guys always Netflixed and chilled as friends?
No. That means we're too intimate, and that's not gonna happen.
Very intimate. Everybody knows what Netflix and chill leads to.
Exactly.
9 months later.
And there goes Emma. Everybody knows what happens when you Netflix and chill.
That is not always true.
First of all, if you are coming into my room, hypothetically, if I'm single and you're my friend and I'm inviting you.
Hold on. I don't want to take this the wrong way because I'm already thinking
sideways.
I'm thinking she's about to say. If I'm single and you come into my room and we're friends, you know we about to get it on.
Exactly, yes.
We are about to light them flames.
I feel like your room is a sacred place. The only man that has ever been in my room is number one.
But I feel like that's by your personality. Not everybody's as like,
and how you was raised as well.
You should not be on the same bed if you're not going to go that way.
That's true, but
I think that's a little bit much.
You can watch TV in the living room. You could go to the movies. You know what? Not even that. I think that's...
You could go to the movies, but you got to be on one side of the movies.
Yep, no, you could go to the movies and invite five other friends.
Okay, I think you're OD'ing right now.
No, I'm not, because...
listen, these situations get too intimate.
I'm speaking from personal experience.
Why it got to be that intimate?
No. I have two guy friends that I've been guy friends for, like... forever, like more than 10 years. And never, ever have they said, come to the crib and chill. Never.
That's
because
crazy.
They respect
if
you,
they're your exactly. friends, I feel like that is a double standard. Because if they're your friends, just like how.
And if I'm coming to the crib, it's for 2 seconds. Because we. I don't even know. I can't even picture myself doing that. I can't.
I feel
maybe
like that.
Maybe
we can
he's
meet
a
each other at
man.
The,
you
that's
never
a,
know.
That's
it's like, that's all I need is a minute.
That's all I need is a minute.
I mean, granted, when you hang out with your girlfriends, you're not going to be, I mean, you're going to be more like able to do things with you guys are both girls, whatever. But how do you not hang out with your, like, where do you hang out with your guy?
At a park?
Listen.
At a Dunkin' Donuts.
Let me put it.
Where all eyes can see.
Let me put it
no,
nice and
real.
Easy.
No,
for
real. Or in a room, group of friends.
Let me put this nice and
hang
easy
out with
for
no
everybody.
Not by yourself. I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe because I've been in a relationship for so long.
Yes.
No. Listen.
I already
listen.
Think that way. Like I feel like
OD jaded.
Somebody's watching me.
You're OD jaded. Have you ever? Okay. I think I'm speaking from the other side because I have two guy friends that are like my best friends that I've known for years. So I feel like I'm on the other side of it because I've hung out with these guys alone before. They've come to my
room. Never been, have you been in a serious relationship?
I have.
And, you've still... Yeah.
And I
consider
still
serious,
friends?
Though? How, like, is that over at least 2 years? I'm asking a hypothetical.
You're not asking for names here.
Hypothetically, yes.
For more than 2 years? Hypothetically?
It wasn't more than
allegedly,
2 years.
It just
hit the 2 year mark.
Okay, so did you still hang out with your guy friends?
Yes.
Alone.
Did they become a problem?
And he didn't have a problem?
No.
Well, then you're lucky.
Okay, then you're good.
Because I'm not going to say
that's
anything.
Probably because he knew that. Yo, listen, that's probably because he knew that nothing was going
to
go down.
Oh, no.
So
he trusted you
trust.
Enough. He trusted you enough.
Exactly.
But you my thing is, there's some guys that you could be the best girl in the world and they still don't trust you. So I'd rather avoid all drama and just be like, yo, look.
But then that
don't
has
look
to
every,
be something
in
to
regards
the
to this, everybody,
too.
Both parties, they need to know there needs to be a lot of trust.
Or you wanna go out for dinner? All right, cool. I'm calling Bae. We about to, you know.
I mean, dinner is intimate.
Listen,
it's also the setting. Like,
listen,
dinner.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you're saying you hang out with them. Where would you hang
and
out?
And put it into perspective, too. If this were to happen, right? Like, for example, you guys mentioned talking about Park. What happens when your relationship is on the hit, go down the hill? Are you still gonna hit up that person too?
Ooh.
That's where the strength of the relationship is really put into test.
No, see, that's what happens.
That's disrespect right there.
That's disrespectful. Even if you're hitting him up trying to get advice. Like, it's one thing to vent, and then it's one thing to be like, what do you think I should do? What do you think he's gonna say?
You should leave that.
You should leave him. He ain't good for you.
He's gonna be doing this to your head. Girl, come here. Put your head on my shoulder.
And then bringing your head lower.
Ooh.
Okay. That's how it happens. What are the guys that you're hanging with?
Like, I know, you got some real savage guys, man.
Real savages around you, for real.
Kathy said maybe your boyfriend doesn't trust your friend. He can trust you, but he don't trust your friend.
Exactly.
But my thing is, if you trust your girlfriend, it doesn't matter what the intentions of the other person is.
She's going to be like,
let me tell you from a guy point of view.
Okay, go ahead. Let him know.
If he's single and she's single, it's a different story. It's a different story.
But you know what? Then that makes it even more suspect, because it's like, now it looks like you're messing with him.
Now listen. Not only that.
Let me close my
face. If you're an attractive woman. If you're an attractive woman and you're chilling with this man that likes women.
Women.
You know what I mean? I got to put that out.
Women.
Because there's guys out there that likes guys. You know, let's be fair. And he likes women. And you are a dime piece. And you are friendly to him. You know he's going to start thinking things. It's like.
So you're saying a man only falls for the girl if she's physically attractive?
No, not only that. Not all the time. No. Listen. You're not understanding. What I'm saying is that, you know what I mean? There's something there. You know what I mean? He's attracted to her. So it's obviously something there. You know, but.
But they need to respect the boundaries. Exactly. So that's the problem.
So
if you don't respect that, then. You shouldn't be giving that person enough time. You shouldn't be giving them any type of signal whatsoever. If you're not interested,
don't give the person time.
Unless you're just naive.
Even if I call you, bro, friend zone, automatic.
Yo.
You could tell if a girl's feeling a guy by the way she talks to him. If she's sending him heart eye emojis.
All the hearts in America.
If she's sending the...
Not always.
That can be misconstrued,
too. The heart eyes...
So you're telling... Hold on. No, hold on. You're telling me if Kathy's putting heart eye emojis on number 55, you won't be mad?
I'll be mad,
First of all, she shouldn't have a 55.
I know.
She got a number one, all right?
Listen.
One so a ladies, and one
until
B.
that ring goes on listen. The hand, she got a 55.
But wait.
Not necessarily.
Kathy
okay,
got the juice, though. I ain't trying to put her on blast.
She got the juice.
Wow.
Wait, or
it could be the other way around. I'm just...
Wait a minute. I'm just saying.
That is my cousin.
Just turned,
stop it.
He just literally turned red.
You should
he
just know.
He matched the background.
You should just know.
He needs a shot.
You should just know.
No, I need good. A shot.
That your lady still
that
got it.
Too much information for me.
I mean, obviously, she was like, ew. But she still got it.
She still got it. That's why I'm saying there's a 55. I'm not saying she got
55 people in her.
Exactly. I'm not saying she's looking around, but I'm saying there's probably 55 other men that are looking after.
Oh, shit. Oh, I know that. I've seen it in action.
Not even just with everybody.
Even not in a relationship.
She literally hates everybody.
There's just some women that really is just not feeling anybody.
Yeah, so but at the end of the day,
queen. I'm trying to
at
learn
the end
her,
of the day,
her
you cannot chill with somebody that's attractive in the same room and her be too friendly. Like, guys think with their penis sometimes.
Sometimes?
You know, sometimes. But women, there's two types
women,
of girls.
Women think with their penis.
There's two types of girls. There's one, like, you know what I mean, as friends. There's ones, well, not as friends because you can have friends, but it has to be a boundary there already. You know what I mean? Like, you know the person since she was a little kid. And you don't look at her as something that you can, you know.
Hit.
Yeah, exactly.
The glow up.
Because you look at her like maybe a sister.
The glow up be real sometimes.
The glow up be real.
I'm just saying, I still got time. So, hey, you know they say 30 is prime.
Damn.
But you know what I mean? Like, at the
30
end of the day,
see,
when
my
it comes to
30?
something that can be interesting and she's like... attractive and she's hasn't been in my life so long, maybe she could be fair game.
That's what I was going to say, is the timing too. If you go, hey, babe, I'm going to go chill with, I don't know, I'm going to try to say a name.
She's
going to
go
real.
Chill with Ruben.
Girl.
Listen.
I'm going to go chill with Febreze real quick. He's going to be like, hold up, who the hell's Febreze? Oh, my friend from work. Chill. Don't get ran over.
Listen,
it's
if you need a
it's on, timing. If you've been friends for a long time and before the boyfriend, then the boyfriend shouldn't have a problem. But you also shouldn't be spending much time with him anyway.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? First of all, you shouldn't be in the same room with him.
I'm going to say this too, because I just realized what you just did. You said if she doesn't have a ring, then she's not looking for a 55. Is that what you said?
No. I said as long as she doesn't have a ring, she's technically still on the market.
Okay, but here's the thing. Going back to Tia and Tiny, she has the ring and she's still messing. How messed up is that?
This very messed up.
But we don't know if she's messing.
We don't know, but well, it looks bad. It just looks bad.
You know how many things right look way. Bad?
And you know what I don't like too? Because she's a woman, she's getting bashed more. Because if a man did it, it would have been okay.
Not true. Because
that's true. It's very true.
Maybe it wouldn't have been okay, but more people would have been more like desensitized to it. Like, right. Oh, it's T.I.
Exactly.
He's a rapper.
Oh, he's a man. Guys do
you know,
it all
girls
the time.
Always throwing punani at him or whatever.
Because she's a woman.
That's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype, but it's the reality.
I mean, it is a stereotype, and it's unfortunate for both ends, for guys, right. Because they're always going to get the shitty end of the stick, and for women, because they're always going to be looked at as hoes, or everyone's just going to assume she slept with him.
Listen, right. Just because you're chilling with a guy, or just because you're seen taking pictures with a guy, or anything, doesn't make her a hoe. It's how she acts and how she carries herself.
Like, why does Mayweather's word, why is his word heavier than hers? Like, he said, oh, I slept with her. Now, everybody just thinks it happened. Like, now she tries to defend herself, everyone's going to say she's lying. Like, why
because
is his word
she was hanging
way heavier?
Around with,
right, and if
she's hanging
like,
around,
if it was the other way around, everybody would be like, oh, she's just saying that because it's
right,
Mayweather.
Right, just trying to hurt T.I. Like,
right, exactly.
Why
I get
the women's
saying?
Words always weaker than the guy's? Like, as soon as the guy says, oh, I smashed, everybody believes it, no matter what she says.
Well, listen. I know some friends I didn't believe them. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Exactly. There's some guys that just talk too. So
that's why that's another way to look at it. Look at it from the other perspective. Mayweather's always been full of crap.
Exactly.
So he
and
could
T.
be.
T.I. knows that.
Yeah, and T.I. knows that. That's probably.
But I think T.I. the violence with T.I. is because first of all, don't call me a bitch and don't call my wife a bitch and don't say you slept with her because I know you didn't. Maybe that's where the anger is coming from.
You're disrespecting the man.
You're disrespecting the man. You're disrespecting your wife. Exactly. And you're disrespecting your marriage. There's too much disrespect going around. That's why the minute she see Mayweather, she should have went
yeah,
the other way.
That should have been ended a long time ago. That should have been
personally, like, as a single man, it's different as somebody that's in a relationship. If I was in a relationship, I hold my relationship down because, you know, that's something you should do. That's the right thing to do.
Relationships are all effed up now, huh?
Yeah,
these hoes ain't loyal.
They're just all effed up.
I feel like everybody's cheating on each other and it's okay. Side chicks are okay. Like,
might
I'm seeing
well
all these memes.
Might as well just get into polygamy if you're going to do all that.
No, just
polygamy.
Maybe y'all could live with each other. Work with each other.
I'm not down with
you know what I mean? I mean, it's already that bad. Why not just
it's that bad where we got to be sharing one man? Like,
not you.
I mean,
I'd rather be single.
It is what it is. Y'all out there cheating and y'all can't say committed?
Yeah. What is this, y'all? I mean,
no, I'm not talking.
Why are you feeling so defensive over there?
Because he said he generalized.
He said, "Y'all,
I
you
am
know
a
he was
faithful
talking about-
woman. You see me, all of this. They don't make them like me no more.
Oh wow,
I am limited.
Okay,
LTD limited.
It's good.
Oh, excuse me,
but it's good.
You missed
good.
A couple letters.
You
limited.
The daddies from 93 need to learn from the girls from 91. You be faithful." You be faithful as long as you can. Even if the guy's a dog, you want to be with him, he G's on you a million times.
How
at the
old
end
are
of the
day,
93
years now? Are they 22?
93? They're 22?
23. Well,
they're
23. If you are in your Jordan year, you stay faithful for as long as you can. Even if you take him back a million times. Why? Because then when you finally get sick of him and move on, he can't say nothing bad about you. Nothing. And that's how you got to keep it. You got to keep it clean. Listen, you got to keep it under wraps.
Ugh. Always having to protect your reputation. Listen, why don't people just mind their damn business?
I'm from the 80s.
Mean,
I keep it nice and simple.
You shouldn't be cheating.
Oh, yeah.
There's two type of girls. One you take home to mom and one that you don't
You don't even Netflix and chill.
You know, that's it.
That's one you don't even let mom know about.
I'm
you don't even
put her name in your phone. I'm the kind of girl you take to mom, dad, cousin, sister, brother, auntie, uncle.
But you know what the thing about gotta that is? Meet me. You can be the one that they can take home to mom.
But they don't treat you as
no.
such.
Will they treat you like that? No. But they will certainly take the girl you shouldn't take home to mom to mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are not smart people.
Well, we have a lot of not smart people in the
vice versa. Men and women.
Shout out to Erin, who is starting up her own podcast next week.
Shout out to you, Erin.
We met her last week, networking.
But you know, I think, you know what I mean? If you're in a committed relationship, hold that down. Hold that bond down.
Pretty
you
much.
You know what I mean?
If that's what you want to be, especially, like, if that's what you want to be, hold it down.
We're all human beings. Exactly. We all want somebody.
Don't, then let it go.
Right.
As human beings, we all want somebody to be with us. I don't care if you're the toughest, you're the roughest motherfucker on this planet. For real.
You had a great message going, and then you just threw that out
there. No, because it's real words from me.
Real rap raw.
Like, you know what I mean? If you got something good, why fuck it up? For real. Why fuck it up if you're going to
have something good? You got to ask people on Love & Hip Hop, too, because I feel like they always got relationship drama on
that
show.
Yeah, but that's all,
that's scripted.
That's all scripted. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, but even if it's scripted, things like that happen in real life. So it's kind of like.
They do.
Why? Like, why are you here with a couple this girl of and then over there with the other girl? Like, what?
I know a couple of Peter Guns out there.
Man, Peter Guns.
What's up, Moise? Cameraman, we got no pictures today, thanks to you.
Dang, it's all right, because
that's another, you know, that is another petty shot.
That wasn't petty. That was straight up real talk, real rap raw.
With a hint of petty.
I mean, he's attending his daughter's
He's my cousin, though, so I could do that.
Again.
True. Right? This is why we need paid time.
But yeah, like, you know what I mean? And the story is, if you're in a relationship, just hold that down. End of story.
And if you mess it up, that's your fault.
And if you don't want to be in a relationship, break up. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
I don't have to have the decency to at least let the other person know, I am not happy, I'm not satisfied, I would like to discontinue this relationship.
Nobody ever wants to hurt anybody's feelings.
But nobody has. Listen, nobody got the balls to stand up and...
And then people say, well, it's cake, it's what you're supposed to do. Don't let J. Cole get to your head, all right? He will have you out here getting in trouble. He's a married man with a child.
That we didn't even know about.
And you're out here cheating on your girl because J. Cole said you could eat it too.
And
what happened? Now you're alone. Well, you're by yourself and you're out here.
You're alone and you're by yourself.
So are you done or are you finished? Because get it together, men.
And woman. See, you can't be generalizing right there.
Nah, I'm just saying,
if you're going to throw out a message, don't target all the guys.
Typically.
Okay. No, there you go.
Typically.
Say it. Both women and women in a relationship, check yourselves. That's how you need to put it.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Ugh. And if you're in a relationship.
All you chapeadoras.
And you don't have anything in common.
I gotta hand it to the chapeadoras
that are faithful.
I gotta hand it to the gold diggers out there. Why? Because they're smart.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
They're smart.
She said thank you.
If I could
wait a minute.
Girl, if I could go back, in my next life, I'm gonna be a gold digger. Why? Because the gold digger always wins. No feelings get involved. No feelings get hurt. And guess what? At the end of the day, she's getting a free hookah, free drinks.
What is with you and
free
hookah?
Free clue. I haven't had hookah in a long time and I'm stressed out. I need a hookah. You get free drinks, free hookah. You get a free purse, whatever it is that you're interested in.
Can we have a whole episode where we talk about gold diggers? Because I just feel like sometimes...
They're winning. They're out here winning. They're not falling in love.
While some of us are going to work and looking at our checks,
the real fool,
hours ain't adding up to the amount on the check. Y'all going to use out here.
When you add up all your efforts, it just doesn't amount to.
When you add up the time you walked to the water fountain to get water and came back and used that.
Not to mention
the
time
workplace.
You were stuck in traffic to get to work.
The time you had to put gas in your car.
Gold digging is the best way to go. It's not my style, particularly, but I'm just saying. For all you gold diggers out there, cheers to you.
I don't have the equipment to be digging gold. But you know what? To y'all that's out there doing that, I'm with it, okay? Yeah. And I support you.
I support it all the way.
It's us men's fault for letting a girl go dig
y'all
you.
Y'all be letting them just dig.
And it's the other way around, too. There's some girls out there giving her baby daddy her car, giving her baby daddy her money, giving her baby daddy more babies. Like, first of all, you need to calm down because babies ain't no joke. You can't just be out here having babies. You need to either get on birth control or keep your legs closed, because it's hard out here, okay? And you don't need to put them babies through suffering just to keep your baby daddy happy.
Especially maybe these 4 years with babies. Donald Trump in office. You better watch yourself, because he might take that welfare
away.
They
are garnishing wages.
Okay. I could have sworn I see an extra thing in my check. You know when you read the checks and it says Medicare and
all the
state
stuff
and blah blah blah. I've read something else. It said TH. Now I don't know about you guys, but I think it stands for Trump Hotel. I'm not sure.
That just meant for that hoe.
Wow. Go dig into the biggest.
TH was for Thursday. We just taking this out because it's Thursday. That's really Thursday actually feet. Evil though.
That's crazy. Watch.
One day I'm is gonna so come afraid. Up on your check just because $100. Like,
just BC.
Where is this going?
Have you ever looked at a cable bill?
Garnishing wages.
I'd rather not.
All the taxes, state tax, library tax. Like, the library.
The library?
I swear. Look at it.
Nah, the libraries do need to stay.
Well, that's what my mom says. I don't know. She calls Cox Cable like every month complaining about the cable.
I don't understand this queso de que. Back to this.
I swear, she calls every month and complains. And every month, they go, okay, ma'am, here you go, $10, $20 off.
You know, eventually, they document all these calls, and they're like, oh, damn, it's her again.
They know. She goes, you know, I'm just going to switch to Verizon. We've been in Cox for 25 years.
That's why they probably always give her the discounts.
Yeah.
They have loyalty programs. They'll give you discounts quick.
Yeah, once they feel threatened, they're like, no, we can't lose another customer, damn it.
Yeah, because
not
Cox
to Verizon.
Sucks.
They'll just die.
Kathy said, let's not talk about Cox. Cox is out here raping people.
Pause.
Just like McDonald's.
Pause. You gotta pause that.
She said just like McDonald's.
She said, Cox is out here raping people. No. Slow down.
No literal meaning.
I used that word last week and it's a horrible word. I'm sorry.
Just like moist.
Ew.
Why is it such a bad
or
word?
Wet. I can't hear the word wet without thinking like, disgusting because
you have
else.
A dirty mind.
Watery.
Maybe I do, or maybe the people around me have a dirty mind.
Or maybe you have a dirty mind.
Maybe people are just saying the word. You're just misinterpreting
it. You have no more shame. That's what happens. Literally. Mm. Like you lose your shame. Your kid, you pass down your shame to your kid. Your kid comes out with shame on their head.
Wow.
Your shame.
That's how you happens. Feel. Okay.
That's terrible.
Don't have kids.
Oh.
Until you're
say
ready
no
to
more,
lose your
no
shame.
More.
Wrap it up.
No glove, no love.
No glove, no love. Because why?
Because people are burning out there. Listen.
Listen.
In the neighborhood near you, there is a guy out there burning.
Burning.
There is.
Wait, why are you using that voice?
Hold on. It's so scary.
Hold on.
It's like the, you know, the infomercials where they go to other countries and they... You know, there's a kid.
Yo, that's crazy. Before we close out, for those of you that don't know, me and Ruben are cousins, right? And he's been a fool since like 89. And it's just so funny to hear the things that come out of this kid's mouth, because tables have turned. Brian was the crazy one back in the day.
He was the energetic one.
And now he's the quiet one.
Exactly.
Still laid back, but the things that come out of your mouth are a little crazy.
No, but you gotta.
Shout out to Hector watching. Shout out.
You know,
West End.
Just wrap it up. You know what I mean? It doesn't. It only costs $6.
Here we go again.
To wrap it up, guys. You know, you spend more money taking her out to the movies than taking her out to eat. Then you got to pay for that monthly Netflix subscription.
This guy just.
You know, you got to pay for the mattresses.
Netflix is only $10, cheapo.
Listen, it costs money. Either way, it went up.
Yeah,
it went up. And people's
why?
Because
their collection is getting better. It's worth it.
This is true.
Yo, I'm gonna cancel my
Hulu and
hold
get to
on. I gotta plug this in. Yo, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is coming to Netflix. And
no,
I'm canceling my Hulu tonight.
This is true. You're
Fresh Prince.
I'm the queen of all apps, though. Like half of my bills are going to apps. I got Netflix. I got Hulu, Tidal, and Apple Music.
So she's chilling all the way.
Because Tidal got the exclusive sometimes. And
you
then
paying
Apple.
A month for exclusives? You better get rid of that.
No, I'm paying a month for unlimited music.
Music also has unlimited music.
But I got a discount, though. Student discount.
But you're still paying.
So really, I'm paying $10 for both instead of $20.
But you're still paying $10 for something that you could just pay for one and get both.
No, I gotta buy albums every month.
She wouldn't have the exclusives.
So then why don't you just have title
music unlimited? Whatever song you can think of is on Apple Music, and they do playlists for you.
I was looking for some TV because I didn't have it.
Yeah, that's different though. You know, Dominicans don't get no play.
You gotta go to DJ Lovo or something for that.
You gotta go to DJ Bentley's app.
Yeah, hey, it's outdated. Shout out to DJ Bentley.
My phone told me that. It's like, hey, this needs to be upgraded to fit your compatibility on your phone.
Wow.
Come on, Bentley.
Oh my gosh, it's DJ Bentley.
So, Christmas is coming up.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
If you don't have a gift for your loved ones, it's okay. Wake up early in the morning on Christmas Day. Make them some breakfast.
Or just give them a warm
hug.
Some hot chocolate.
To all the people in relationships, you wake up in the morning.
I already know where you're going with this.
No. Let's twist it around. For all my guys out there, if you have a someone out there, get up in the morning, make her breakfast.
And then what?
Take it to her bed. Or y'all beds.
Listen, if you a real man, you do that every week on that you can.
Hey, let's get it, DJ.
But listen, we got to school those that are oblivious.
No, you school them. This is how you school them. You treat the woman as a queen.
Let them know.
No matter what day it is. All right? Not just this Christmas. You don't have to Netflix and chill on Valentine's Day. It's a todo día.
Okay? Amy said baby daddy's getting mango for breakfast on Christmas. Let's go.
Mango, I hear mango is
tasty,
and it takes time to make, so that's special.
Yo. It does take time to make. But no, seriously, you Christmas gotta boil it, I hear. Is not about... Wow.
Presents.
It's about the feeling.
The unity.
That's the what unity. The people that ain't trying to get no gifts say.
I love the unity. I always like going to Teonati's house, man.
Hey, I was going to say, if you don't got nowhere to go.
Come see us.
Come see us. Your weekend party.
Zayas, Caminero, Arias. We are in this to... Oh, Sanchez. We are in this for the long haul. We've been doing this since...
Throw vague in there. Go ahead.
Like
since
what?
1980...
Since 1980.
We've been doing this.
We get together every Christmas. Every Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, we party hard. I don't know how it's going to be this year.
Yo, last year it pissed me off because somebody called the cops.
Last year was so whack.
You know why? Because they were Trump supporters. Hot. It was warm.
No, I swear to God.
It was warm. I remember that.
It was warm. That's why. And we had to keep the windows open.
For New Year's Eve, we turn up
until 8 or 9 in the morning.
The holidays is about family.
Last year, we was up till 9 in the morning.
Yeah, but it was kind of whack compared to all New Year's Eve. But if you don't got nowhere to go for New Year's Eve,
I'm about to DJ.
Nowhere is
cold DJ with JoJo.
Oh, snap. Hey.
JoJo got to retire.
He's going to bring his equipment like, oh, so y'all want me to hop on that real quick?
I need that extension.
Prieto got his equipment.
What y'all got in the
Prieto,
extension?
Prieto, a.k.a. DJ Locura, got his equipment
on deck
all the time. Like, he got it in his left pocket right now.
All he needs is an extension. He's set up already.
He's like, y'all saw y'all don't got an aux cord.
As he's already set up, he's like, what y'all want me to turn this mic on?
Yo, exactly.
He's go-go
so
DJ.
So I can make announcements.
You heard? You remember
and
go-go.
And that voice. Do the voice.
So, which one? I can't even
do it. The DJ voice. Look, he's all nervous.
My money, I can't even. Yo, y'all lo saben, DJ Locura en la casa. That's it. And speaking of Locura, if anybody... wants to look out for some dancing tonight, catch me at Tel Aviv tonight.
Hey, Tel Aviv!
We're about to be in there. 10 p.m.
to 2 a.m. Great music and great dancing. But just remember, your relationship, take it easy.
Damn.
For real?
I like that. You're a good man looking out for the dogs. I like that.
Both men and women.
Ladies.
Men gotta look out for each other like women do.
Sometimes the guys, if he's that one guy in a group of friends that's in a relationship and the rest of his friends are single, it'll be like, nah, just dance with that shorty, nah, just take this
shot. Your girl's
shot.
Not even gonna find out,
she
guys.
She ain't even gonna know, guys. Come on, like, I take this, like, no.
Come on, kid. Come on.
You're a corn.
First
I can't
of all,
take you nowhere.
First
like,
of all, if he even got.
Take this shot real quick. She don't gotta know you're getting drunk. Fuck that.
You bitching up on us right now?
Damn.
You bitching up?
You ain't real.
I mean, what you trying to do? You ain't real. You ain't real.
Now we should have left our daughter at home because she ain't trying to take this.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Yo, the peer pressure is real out there. Yo, the peer pressure is real out there with
men. Hashtag #NextStation.
Hey, but don't act like these.
By the way, Providence is way too small for you to be cheating. Stop it.
You get caught every time. I know. I'm friends with your girlfriend on Instagram because we all live in the same
place. And now you can send somebody else's snaps to that. Like, oh, bitch. So you wasn't at Luna's?
Wait. Snapchat is king petty of all social media. I don't care what nobody says. Snapchat said, F what you heard. We about to go out of this year with a bang. If I'm with my
bing, bong, bang.
You can send somebody snap to somebody else and they don't even get a notification. I don't even get notified that you trying to is way ruin my life.
So you don't even worry about the screen.
So your top five, found out about each other?
Hey, now you know. Now you know I was one step ahead of Snapchat and I had to let my other people know. I made a whole story about it. Now you know.
She's blowing her cover right now, though.
Mama ain't raised no fool now. Right?
Mama definitely raised her own snitch, though.
Yeah, for real.
That's if I had a top five, though. See,
okay. So you played up. Number one, you're officially just one. Okay. You're right here first.
Y'all are doing so much.
Call up your baby girl. And yo, shorty, Netflix and chill. Not Netflix and chill, because to her, that's friend zone. So you got to be special. Take her out on a dinner.
Y'all doing this is coming up.
A mug. She was really happy about this mug.
As a matter of fact,
get her a mug that says.
Yeah. What did she say?
You made it, kid.
Damn, you just forgot your own.
I have a lot of one-liners. I can't remember them all.
Well, I have a one-liner, and this called That's a Rapper's Park of PBD. Suéltalo. Bye-bye.